听众朋友大家好，欢迎收听今天1月27号的 English Digest， 我是 Anna。
Hi, I'm Lily.
Hey Lily, have you ever thought about why January is called January? 我的意思是说，为什么1月是叫做 January 呢？
I have wondered that just because these words, they're not like any other words in the English language. But today we have a really interesting article because we're going to find out exactly why we call January January.
今天真的会介绍为什么一月叫做 January 吗？
That's right, but there's a really interesting story behind it as well. And so we're going to go through the article today and find out exactly what that story is.
好吧，那我们就废话不多说，先来听听今天的文章。
Romulus, the mythological founder of Rome, had a problem. There were not enough women in the city.The Roman ruler appealed to the neighboring Sabines for wives, but they refused to give up their daughters. The king was undeterred. He threw a great feast and invited the Sabines. The Sabines suspected nothing as they sat down to eat. The king signaled for his troops to make their move. At once the troops rushed through the crowd, seized the young women, and dragged them out. The maidens screamed and fought against their captors, but it was no use.Their parents fled the city, vowing revenge on Rome. What the Sabine people didn't know was that Rome was being watched over by a god named Janus, whose temple was near the gate to the city. One night, the Sabines climbed the hill where Rome sat and gave chase to Romulus's men, who were outside the city. The men ran inside and tried to shut the city gate behind them. Alas, the gate would not close.Just as the Sabines reached the open gate, Janus shot a stream of hot water out of his temple, which swept the Sabines away. After that, the door to Janus's temple was always left open in times of war, so he could protect Rome. The symbol of Janus is a door that swings both ways. This indicates that he can see both the past and the future. Janus is considered the god of beginnings and the keeper of the gate.For this reason, the Romans named the first month of the year after Janus. Today, we call it January.
哦，所以说为什么一月叫做 January 呢？它其实是从 mythology 来的，对不对？
That's right.
所谓的 mythology 就是神话啊，神话学或者是神话集的意思。Mythology 的拼法是 mythology. 所以像一开始呢，我们在故事的第一句话。就有看到这个形容词 mythological.
That's right. Romulus, the mythological founder of Rome, had a problem. There were not enough women in the city. So here we start off by talking about Romulus, a person. Now this person was the mythological founder of Rome. Now Rome, of course, was a great ancient city. And this person, we call him the mythological founder because it's not really proved if he was the founder. Just based on stories and legends, people believe that he was the person to make Rome.
所以在这里的 mythological 指的是神话当中的意思。也就是传说当中，在神话当中，并不是真正罗马帝国的创建者。那在这个神话当中的罗马帝国创建者是谁呢？就是 Romulus， 这个 founder 就是创建者之意。那么言下之意 ，found F-O-U-N-D， 它就是个动词，创立的意思。不过当然这个 found 也是 find 的过去式，那特别小心哦，发现 find found found 创立 found founded founded 后头加上 ed， 这个 Romulus。他有一个问题，什么问题呢？在城市当中没有足够的女人。What does that mean?
Well, it just means that the city of Rome didn't have enough women. And of course, this would have been a problem because if they didn't have enough women, then some of the men could not get married and they wouldn't be able to have families.
对吼，那怎么办呢？他们怎么解决呢？
Well, the Roman ruler, who was Romulus, he appealed to the neighboring Sabines for wives, but they refused to give up their daughters. So, near Rome, there was an area, and that's where the Sabines lived, a people. So, these people were called Sabines. They lived right next to Rome, and so Romulus asked them for women. He asked them to send some women to Rome so that they would have enough women in the city. But the Sabines, they didn't like this idea. They refused to give up their daughters.
了解，所以这个 Sabine 其实还蛮疼女儿的耶，因为根本不可能说哦，这直接把什么女儿、女人呐、送到罗马那里去。不过哦，其实在这句话当中有一个 appeal to 这个动词蛮重要的。这里所谓的 appeal 多半当不及物动词来用。所谓的 appeal to 有好几个意思哦，在这里指的是为了某件事情而恳求某人、请求某人的意思。appeal to somebody for something。所以我们在这句话当中还看到后面有一个介系词的 for， 不过这里的 appeal to 还有另外三个很重要的意思，像另外第一个意思呢，有诉诸于，诉诸于法律 appeal to the law， 诉诸于暴力 appeal to violence， 甚至在法律当中有上诉的意思。它另外还有对某人具有吸引力，也就是 attract， attract 的意思。那这几个意思呢，其实都很常用，不过在这个句子当中，它指的是恳求某人，所以他就恳求呢，隔壁的邻居就是撒宾人。But they refuse to give up their daughters.
That's right. Now the Roman ruler Romulus, well, we also called him the king. Now he was undeterred. If you're undeterred, it means you don't give up. You don't feel bad if something doesn't go your way or if you're not successful in something. So the first time he asked the Sabines for their daughters, well, even though they refused him, he did not give up. He decided he would do something else to get enough women into the city. So what did he do? He threw a great feast and invited the Sabines. So basically, he had a huge party with a lot of food and invited their neighbors, the Sabines. Now, this seems like a really interesting way to solve this problem, but we're going to find out exactly why Romulus decided to throw a great feast.
接下来我们看到这句话感觉很简单咯。其实所谓的 undeterred 要从 deter 这个字开始看。D-E-T-E-R 是一个文章用语，它是及物动词，就是恐惧等使人吓住或制止的意思。其实讲简单一点点就叫做 stop。所以这个国王呢，他并不因此而放弃。我们看到 undeterred 在这里就是个形容词。那他到底怎么做呢？他后来的做法是，他就举办了一个宴会，而且是超大的宴会。不过这个举办宴会啊，开 party， 我们常会说 hold， H-O-L-D， 但是在这里看到的是 throw， 当然它的动词原型是 T-H-R-O-W。它是口语当中所谓举办或者是开宴会的意思。好，所以他就办了一个盛大的宴会，然后邀请这些撒宾人，然后怎么样呢？
Well, if we take a look at the second paragraph, we're going to find out what happened. The Sabines suspected nothing as they sat down to eat. The king signaled for his troops to make their move.Okay, so the Sabines were invited to this great feast. They didn't think anything was going to happen. They just thought they were going to a nice party. So they did not suspect anything as they sat down to eat. Now the king, when all the Sabines were in the city, he signaled for his troops to make their move. Now troops, of course, is another word for soldiers. And of course, a king has many, many soldiers. And Romulus, he basically told his troops, he probably did some sort of hand motion so that they would know what they had to do. And suddenly, well, we'll get to that part in just a second.
好，那我们还是先从前面开始看好了。重点是啊，这个撒宾人他其实蛮古意的，根本完全都没有察觉到什么事情会发生。这里所谓的察觉到叫做 suspect, S-U-S-P-E-C-T。但是这个字其实也可以念 suspect, 它就是个名词，表示嫌疑犯、嫌疑人的意思。当然有时候你怀疑别人，这个所谓的怀疑名词就变成 suspicion， S-U-S-P-I-C-I-O-N。 不过它的形容词也很常见，怀疑的 suspicious， S-U-S-P-I-C-I-O-U-S。 不过在这句话当中的 as 是 when 的意思。好，所以这些撒宾人坐下来开始吃的时候，什么事情都没有察觉到。不过刚才 Lily 有特别提到后面，于是国王就给了暗示 signaled， 到底发生什么事呢？原来这个国王呢就暗示他们的军队可以开始采取行动了， make their move， make one's move 就是采取行动的意思。不过提到这个 troop 叫做军队，特别小心，如果我们说军队的时候多半有加一个 s， troops。好，那你说 troop 到底是什么意思呢？其实 troop 指的是人或动物的一个集团或群体，多半指的是移动当中的。 所以一群大象你可以说 a troop of elephants， 或者是一群小孩子 a troop of children， 在这里指的是军队，而且特别以复数出现哦。好，到底有什么样的行动，发生了什么事呢？
Well, the king wanted his troops to do something, so at once the troops rushed through the crowd, seized the young women and dragged them out. So this is what happened. This is why the king didn't give up and he just threw a big feast. Once the Sabines were all in the city of Rome, well, the troops took away all the young Sabine women and they dragged them out. So of course the Sabines didn't know this was going to happen and they were caught by surprise. So the soldiers took away all of the young women and so Romulus got exactly what he wanted. He managed to get the young women so that Rome would have enough women in the city.
怎么会这个样子呢？怎么用强掳的方式？我的意思是说呢，人家不肯给女儿啊，不肯给女人，就直接去强掳。嘿，真的是这古代人吼，真的是很糟糕。好，我们看一下 at once。诶， at once 跟 all at once 不一样，对不对？
That's right. Here it just means immediately. So as soon as the king signaled,the troops immediately went to take the girls away. Now, all at once, it's usually when you're talking about a group, and everyone is doing something at the same time.
所以这里的 at once 其实就是立刻、立即 right away 的意思。不过刚才 Lily 有特别提到一个我们很常看到的副词 immediately, I-M-M-E-D-I-A-T-E-L-Y, immediately. 好。所以在这一瞬间呢，立刻呢，这些军队就冲向了人群 ，rushed through the crowds。当然，冲向人群是要找里头萨宾女人啦，所以用 through 穿越这个介系词。那第二个动作呢，是 seized，seize 就是 catch，capture 的意思，就有捕捉之意。那你 catch 这个字当然简单，知道怎么拼。不过 capture 另外一个字呢，则是 capture。把年轻人抓住，然后第三个动作 and drag them out， drag 就是拖拉的意思，把这些年轻的萨宾女人呢都拖了出来。
The maidens screamed and fought against their captors, but it was no use. So here when we're talking about maidens, we're talking about the young women. A maiden is a young woman who has not married yet. And so they screamed and they fought against their captors. And so they tried to fight with the troops that caught them. You know, they probably hit them and they wanted them to let them go. But unfortunately, it was of no use. The troops did not let the women go and they had to stay in Rome. Now here, this sentence has an interesting word, captor. A captor is a person who captures another person. So if you are a captor, it means you catch something or someone, you hold them so that they cannot escape or they cannot leave. And so that is what the troops did. They caught the women so that the women would not be able to leave Rome.
刚才我们提到了 seize 是 catch 是 capture 的意思。现在我们看到所谓的俘虏者或者是捕获者 captor, C-A-P-T-O-R。 好，那现在状况如何呢？这些被捕捉到的年轻萨宾女子如何呢？我们在这里看到的年轻萨宾女子又用了另外一个单字叫做 maiden, M-A-I-D-E-N。 这个字其实本来有女佣或女仆的意思，不过在古英文当中或者是诗当中，它也有少女或小姑娘的意思。当然这些小姑娘呢就尖叫 screamed, 而且还反抗这些俘虏者。反抗看到的是 fight against。那 fight 这个字特别小心，它的过去式跟过去分词 fight, fought, fought。那这样的反抗有没有用呢？ It was no use, 其实是根本没有用的。
Their parents fled the city, vowing revenge on Rome.So all the young Sabine women, they were captured and they had to stay in Rome. And the parents, of course, because they had no idea what was going on, but when they found out that's what happened, they fled the city. They left the city, they had to escape, and they vowed revenge on Rome. If you vow revenge, it means that someone has probably done something awful to you. And so you make a promise. You make a promise to yourself that you will get them back, that you will make sure that they will pay for what they did. So the parents, of course, are very upset because their daughters were taken away from them, and they want to pay Rome back. They want to teach them a lesson and tell them how angry they were at the fact that their daughters were taken away.
当然这些父母亲的心情是不难理解的，不过在当时那种状况，这么多的军队冲向了人群，父母亲当然赶快先逃喽。这个所谓的逃走跟逃离，我们看到动词是过去式叫做 fled， 这个字的动词原型是 flee，F-L-E-E， 它的三态是 flee，fled，fled， 它本身可以当及物动词逃离某个地方，或者是当不及物动词从某个地方逃离。那这个时候就要加一个介系词叫做 from， flee from a place。 不过在这个句子当中我们看到是及物动词的用法，而后面呢还有一个逗点之后看到 vowing， 当然 vow 是发誓的意思，不过在这里是个分词构句哦。原本的句子应该是 and vowed， 我们把连接词省略了。发誓要干什么呢？发誓要报复罗马，这所谓的报复就叫做 revenge， 它是动名词同一个字，不过不管是动词还是名词呢，后头都会加一个介系词 on。 不过这些萨宾人父母亲到底是如何复仇，复仇成功吗？我们先休息一下，待会马上回来。
We're back and we're talking about a very interesting story. Now remember at the very beginning of the show, we said we were going to find out exactly why the first month of the year is called January. Well, we have an interesting story here, but we still don't know why we call January January, so let's find out. Let's continue on to the third paragraph. What the Sabine people didn't know was that Rome was being watched over by a god named Janus, whose temple was near the gate to the city. Now remember, the young women from Sabine, they were taken away and they were captured by the troops in Rome, and the parents fled the city, vowing revenge on Rome. However, what they did not know was that Rome wasn't just a big strong city, but there was a god named Janus, and that god had a temple in the city, well actually near the gate to the city. And so this god named Janus watched over Rome. This god protected Rome to make sure nothing bad would happen to it.
不过这些萨宾人当然是很有勇气啦，但是他们不知道一件事情，这件事情就是罗马其实受到一个神职的保护，这个神就叫做 Janus。 我们看一下这句话有一点点长，其实呢它是主词加 be 动词 was， 后头有个主词补语哦，从 that 一直到句尾的地方，因为这里是一个主词补语，它是补充说明 be 动词前面这个主词，也就是萨宾人所不知道的事情，所以在这里的 that 是一个不可以省略的连接词，它本身是没有意义的。不过要特别小心，在这个主词补语整个句子当中，我们看到一个非限定用法的关系子句，用来修饰 Janus 这个神。这个神怎么样呢？ Whose temple， 他的庙啊，就在罗马这个城市的大门旁边。我们看到大门这个字用的是 gate， G-A-T-E。
One night the Sabines climbed the hill where Rome sat and gave chase to Romulus's men who were outside the city. So remember, the Sabines wanted revenge. So one night they climbed the hill because Rome was on top of this hill, and they gave chase to Romulus's men. Now here we're talking about Romulus's men. We're talking specifically about his soldiers, about his troops, who were probably outside the city guarding the gate. Well, the Sabines, what they did was they started chasing the men. They wanted to chase the men and teach them a lesson. And then we're going to find out what happened next in just a second.
接下来到底发生什么事情呢？有一天晚上，这些萨宾人呢，就 climb the hill， 就爬上这座山。什么山呢？就是罗马所在的那座山。我们看到 the hill 之后，带了一个限定用法的关系子句。Where Rome sat， 在这里当然不是坐啦，就是某个地方所在的某一个位置，用动词 sat 这个字。好，我们看到第一个动词是 climb， 接下来第二个动词呢是 gave， 不过这里有个片语哦，所谓的 give chase to somebody 就是追捕某人，或者是追踪、追捕、追击的意思。追捕、追击谁呢？ Romulus's men。这里的 men 不是人的意思哦，应该指的是 soldiers, the troops, 就是那些士兵、那些军人。不过这些士兵跟军人之后也带了一个限定用法的关系子句，从 who 一直到句尾的地方。
The men ran inside and tried to shut the city gate behind them. Alas, the gate would not close. So the men here were of course talking about Romulus's men. They're being chased by the Sabines. So they ran inside the city and they wanted to shut the city gates behind them. Because usually when a city wants to protect itself, they shut their gates so no one can come in. But unfortunately, the gate would not close. So it didn't matter what these men did, they could not close the gate.
所以其实看起来情况蛮紧急的，因为虽然这些士兵赶快往里头跑，但是大门却又关不上。我们在这里看到一个感叹语 alas, A-L-A-S, 它其实是一个文章用语，啊，哎呀的意思，用来表示悲伤、哀痛或者是可怜的这种心情。
Just as the Sabines reached the open gate, Janus shot a stream of hot water out of his temple, which swept the Sabines away.So the Sabines were chasing the men, and the gate would not close. So they were almost to the open gate. They were almost in the city, but Janus shot a stream of hot water out of his temple. Now remember, Janus is the god who had a temple right outside the city gates of Rome. And Janus, the god, watched over Rome. He protected Rome. So Janus shot a stream of hot water out of his temple. And this hot water that came from his temple...basically swept the Sabines away. When we use these two words together, swept away, we're usually talking about water that moves really quickly, and because the water moves really quickly, it moves something down it as well. For example, let's say you go to the river and you accidentally drop your hat into the river. Well, the river will sweep your hat away very quickly.
其实 sweep, S-W-E-E-P, 本来就有扫的意思，所以 sweep something away,就是把什么什么东西给赶走、扫走或流走都可以用这个字。那这里的 sweep 特别小心它的三态哦 ，sweep、swept、swept。接下来我们就回到正题喽。这句话当中，我们看到 Janus 这个神终于出现了。他什么时候出现呢 ？Just as 就当萨宾人呐、到达开放的城门的时候 ，as 就是 when 的意思。好，这个神怎么样？他做了什么样的动作呢 ？Shot。当然，它动词原形是 shoot, S-H-O-O-T。在这里呢，所谓的 shoot 是投掷或者是放射的意思。总而言之，这个关键在于 Janus 是用一道热水把这些萨宾人给冲走了。而这个热水从哪里出来呢 ？Out of his temple 是从他的庙所出来的。不过呢，这里我们看到 hot water 热水前面有一个量词是 a stream of， stream 本来就有溪的意思，所以这个热水呢真的像一条河一样从庙当中冲出来，然后把萨宾人给冲走了。
After that, the door to Janus's temple was always left open in times of war, so he could protect Rome. So Janus protected Rome from the Sabines. He swept the Sabines away. So after that happened, well, the Romans, what they did was they left the door to his temple open, especially during times of war, when Rome would be fighting another city or another country, and they did this so that Janus could always protect Rome.
这里的 left 要特别小心哦，不是离开的意思。我们应该看它前面有一个被动式 be left open。为什么有一个被动式呢？其实我们应该说 leave something open， 就是把什么东西保持开放的状态。所以我们现在看到被动式 Janus， 他庙的门呢就永远是保持开放的状态。什么时候呢 ？In times of war， 在战时的时候，当然目的就是为了要保护罗马喽。
Now we go on to the last paragraph today. The symbol of Janus is a door that swings both ways. So if you look at a picture that is supposed to represent this god Janus, it is a door that swings both ways, meaning it can move back and forth. So it doesn't matter where you are, you can push it or you can pull it.
所以关键就在于这个 swing， swing 就是摇摆的意思，两边都可以摇摆，什么意思呢？这个门你可以用推的，或者是用拉的，都可以。言下之意是两面摆动的门，这个两面摆动的门呢，就是 Janus， 它的 symbol， 它的象征。
This indicates that he can see both the past and the future. So why does Janus have a symbol that is a door that swings both ways? Well, the picture shows you that this god can see the past and the future. And this is important because Janus is considered the god of beginnings and the keeper of the gate. So he's considered the god of beginnings because, remember, he can see the past and the future. And also he's the keeper of the gate because, remember, he protected Rome.
既然这个神 Janus 可以看到过去也可以看到未来，他当然会被认为是开端之神以及守门神咯。所谓的开端之神 The God of Beginnings， Beginning 就是起源、发生、开端或开始的意思，多半以复数来出现。而 The Keeper of the Gate 就是所谓的守门神。
For this reason, the Romans named the first month of the year after Janus.Today we call it January. Okay, so we finally get to the end of the story and we finally find out why January is called January. Well, because Janus is considered the god of beginnings. And remember, January is the first month of the year. So this is why the Romans named the first month of the year after Janus. They didn't take his name completely, but they use a word that comes from his name because his name is Janus.J-A-N-U-S, and the first month of the year is January, so it shares the first four letters in Janus's name.
了解。那既然 Janus 是开端之神的话，十二个月当中的第一个月，一月当然就叫做 January。不过我们在最后啊，看到的 name after 这个片语， name A after B 是以 B 的名字来命名 A， 所以在这里我们看到 named the first month of the year after Janus， 以 Janus 的名字来命名每一年的第一个月。哇，好有趣哦。那 Lily， 我再问你哦，你知不知道二月为什么叫做 February 吗？
Oh， I have no idea。
是吗？那下个月如果有时间的话，我们也来谈谈为什么二月叫做 February 好不好？
I think that's a really good idea。
这样子应该蛮有趣的。好，时间不多，该说再见咯。我是 Anna。
I'm Lily。
Goodbye. Bye.